This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I don't know why, but today is a day for new music. It's a big day for new music.
It is. Right when I got in the car this morning, that's the first thing that I did was go find the new music that I was excited for today.
I don't know why it's today, though. You know, I don't understand the marketing plan.
I'm like, not sure.
I feel why like is it's, today so special?
I feel like it's just like the weather is starting to like break a little bit. People are coming out of hibernation.
You think the record labels choose when to release songs based on the weather?
I think so. That's the only logical reasoning.
All right. So I chose three songs that I thought we could preview for today. The first one, I'm going to warn you right now. If you haven't had your coffee yet, this one goes a little hard from Halsey.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
When I heard it, I only heard it one time, and I was jarred. I was very startled when I heard this. So I'm warning you now. Prepare yourself. New music from Halsey. This is called Safe Word. All right.
When I say that I have been waiting for Halsey to make this kind of music for years, I have been waiting for years. I love that song.
That'll wake you up.
Oh, yeah. I gave that one two listens on my way into work this morning.
Lizzo has a new song. This is her first song in nearly 2 years. And it's been a rough couple of years for her, too. She had some lawsuits to deal with and everything else. New music called Love in Real Life. This is Lizzo. By the end of the world, by the end of the night, baby, come over here. I need love in real life. I like that one, too.
I do, too. The first thing that I thought when I listened to both of those was like, oh, the girlies are having fun. Like, they're both just such fun songs.
Yeah, they kind of have an edge to them.
Yeah, I dig it.
Third song that I had this morning, and I'm like, thank God. Benson Boone.
Oh, he's got a new song. Okay.
Because I wasn't aware that he had any other songs. I kid Benson Boone.
We love ya and your sparkly jumpsuits.
This is called Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else. Benson Boone.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
I don't know if I'm just sleep deprived, but I think that's an instant hit. I think that's a hit right there.
I do, too. I really like it. But am I crazy, or is it really giving Harry Styles?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, like that's the first thing that I thought of when I heard that was like, this sounds like new Harry. Like, this sounds like a new Harry Styles song.
I could see why you would say that.
I'm not mad about it.
Halsey, Lizzo, Benson Boone, there's lots more.
So much more. We would be here all day.
New music you can download and start streaming as of this morning.
And if you're not sure where to start, Odyssey All New. It's a playlist in our free Odyssey app. It's actually updated every Friday with all this new music, so check it out.
Good info right there. All right, coming up this morning, good vibes on a Friday. Red Flag Friday, 7:25 this morning, and big-time rush tickets go on sale later this morning around 10 a.m. We have two more tickets to give away before they go on sale, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Friday morning, Bill and Alyssa. There's going to be a Shrek 5.
I know. I'm so excited for it.
They released a trailer for Shrek 5. I've never seen a Shrek. Isn't that crazy?
Are you serious?
Is that crazy? I mean,
You've never seen a Shrek?
I've heard of Shrek. Of course, I know what it is. I know what Shrek looks like. My kids never discovered Shrek.
Bill, we need to get you cultured.
Mm.
This is my millennial culture that you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I avoided it all these years. Zendaya is supposed to be a part of Shrek 5. Here's some of the trailer that was released.
Hey, Magic Mirror. Who's the fairest of them all?
Why, Shrek, of course.
Ah! Ew, Dad.
Woohoo, Mom and Light.
Who's making this stuff?
Not me!
Ah! All right.
That sounds like the inside of my brain.
That doesn't make me want to go see it.
I know some people are freaking out because the animation style is like just slightly different than previous movies. I just saw a Reddit post where people are like, what do you think about the new animation style? I'm like, I barely noticed it.
Who notices stuff like that?
I know. I was like, I didn't even notice till you pointed it out.
I don't even know how to compare and contrast animation styles.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not that sophisticated.
Okay, so that just means I should probably just stay away from Shrek then, because I don't want to be shocked by the animation style.
Yeah, I guess.
Good vibes on the way this morning. Friday, good vibes. If you want to share with us, we'd love it if you would do so. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way.
Bill and Alyssa are real life, real Cleveland.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
A great morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
The morning show.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Irene.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Today is my son's first middle school dance. He is taking his girlfriend, and it was all his idea. He decided to pay for the tickets and the concessions and everything else.
What a little gentleman.
When I tell you, my heart is melting. How old is he?
He'll be 12 in like 6 weeks.
Ladies, let this be proof. If he wanted to, he would. Even a 12-year-old gets that.
Eileen, you are raising a little gentleman there.
We try.
How have you done it? Because my son is 13, and I constantly have to tell him these things, you know, because he's been off and on dating girls over the past few months. And it's kind of like I have to tell him. I have to gently encourage him to be that kind of a gentleman who picks up things and who buys things.
And like opens doors.
How do you do it?
I think because he's liked this little girl ever since kindergarten. They've been together pretty much ever since. And for him, it just comes easy. He takes after my husband.
Are you trying to turn me into a puddle this morning since kindergarten? Oh, my gosh. This is the cutest thing ever.
So your son has been like in a 7-year relationship?
They broke up last year for a little bit, but that was it. And they've been literally pretty much together ever since kindergarten.
Are these two going to get married? Like, is that a real possibility? Like, it seems weird to make that prediction in middle school, but...
But, I mean, it sounds pretty promising right now.
Yeah, they're trending in that direction.
They just get each other.
Honestly, they've been together longer than some adult couples I know who have gotten married.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So.
Well, keep us posted.
Yeah.
I mean, they're what? You said 12, so we got a good couple of years, but we better be getting a wedding invite if that happens.
All right, Eileen, thank you for calling and sharing your good vibe this morning.
No problem. Have a good one.
It's 216-474-0104. You can call us. You can text us. We would love to hear your good vibe every morning on the Q Morning Show. Q104. You've got Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. You want to hear about my dumb game?
You know I do.
I just came up with it this morning. The reason why I came up with this is because when I get to work and I start reading about the celebrity news, the entertainment news, mm-hmm. and I read about Blake Lively was on the Giggly Squad podcast and she said this, or Selena Gomez was on the Up First podcast and she said this, and I see that and I'm like, I have never heard of these podcasts.
You're like, are these real? Do yeah. these actually exist?
And how do these podcasts get all these great celebrities and guests all the time?
With names like the Giggly Squad.
And I've never heard of it. So the game that I have here for you, Alyssa, the game is called Is It a Podcast?
Ooh, that's a good game. Okay. I'm pretty good with my podcasts. I really enjoy listening to them. So I'm hoping that I have the upper hand here.
So I'm going to give you names of podcasts. All you have to do is tell me, is it a podcast?
Okay. That sounds easy enough.
Let's start with this. Putting the un in fun.
Not a podcast.
It also could be putting the UN in fun. Like maybe it's a United Nations podcast. You're saying not a podcast?
I don't think that's a podcast, no.
You would be right. That's okay. Not a podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Too complicated.
The Sense of Humor podcast. Now, before you say anything, sense is spelled C-E-N-T-S, like money. So perhaps it's a financial podcast. The Sense of Humor podcast. Is it a podcast?
The play on words is making me think, for sure, a podcast. Wow!
No, sorry, that is not a podcast.
Maybe somebody should start one. If you're a comedian who maybe has an economic background.
Last Meals. Is that a podcast?
No. What?
That is a podcast.
What's that about?
I don't know, but celebrities go on it.
Huh.
Like, I write down the names of the podcasts when I read about celebrities going on these podcasts.
You don't actually, like, look to see what kind of podcast they are?
Oh, no. I mean, I just figure they're all the same, right? They're interviewing celebrities?
Maybe, I mean, yeah.
Maybe it's like what's the Hot Wings one?
Oh, the Hot Ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe they're making some sort of a dinner.
Maybe. Or trying to eat Hot Wings as best they can.
Is it a podcast, Alyssa? We Got the Wrong Guy. It's a true crime podcast.
I'm going to say yes.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's not a podcast.
Okay, so I've only gotten one right so far.
Putting the Heel in Health. Is it a podcast?
No.
That's correct. That's not a podcast.
Oh.
No. The Armchair Expert podcast.
That one is. That's that a is. Podcast. I feel like I've heard of that.
The Louis Theroux podcast.
Sure. Why not?
That is a podcast.
Sounds like somebody's name.
Holy Smokes. Is it a podcast? I think it's a religious podcast. I think it comes from the Vatican.
I'm going to say no.
You're correct.
Truly, they should consider. I'm just throwing it out there. In the year of 2025, I'm just saying, it's about time that we get a Pope podcast.
All right, the last one. The Q Morning Show on Demand. Is that a podcast?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
That's our podcast.
It sure is.
And one of them.
We have our full shows. I mean, so it's our shows without the music. You know, there's some commercials in there, but... You know, there's no music. It's really just us.
Mm-hmm.
Our full shows are posted every single day. You could hear our on-air fight, our on-air squabble from yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was really something. Are you feeling better today, though? Or are you feeling lighter?
I feel great today.
Yeah.
Because we talked it out. We communicated and talked about our issues.
Like adults on the radio.
And we have a bonus podcast on our channel as well. This is a behind-the-scenes podcast of stuff you can't hear on the radio.
And I think that actually the episode that we dropped this week mm-hmm. might be one of my favorites.
It's called Can't Read, Can't Write. We discussed the legend of F.U. Bob.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
A Kent State legend. A Kent Town legend, really.
I learned things on our podcast.
So did I.
The Q Morning Show On Demand. You can search for it wherever you normally get your podcasts. And, of course, it's free on the Odyssey app. All right, let's get to Red Flag Friday.
Because
Andrew is going to join us. He is in a relationship. And speaking of communication, instead of discussing this red flag with his girlfriend, he has decided to come to us. Red Flag Friday. It's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104 will be right back.
It's Q104, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, let's get into Red Flag Friday. We've been enjoying this. So people have been getting in touch with us either by text 216-474-0104. That's also how you call the show. Or you can DM us at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. Tell us about the relationship that you're in. And most of the time it's a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just budding. Just starting.
Just blossoming with love.
Exactly right. But you've noticed a red flag in the relationship, and you've come to us to discuss. Andrew's on the line right now. Andrew from Rocky River. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. So tell us about this new relationship of yours.
Yes, I need help figuring this out. So, all right, my girlfriend and I have been together for a little bit over a year now.
Oh, wow. So not that new.
Yeah, so that's not that new.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Trucking along. Everything's good. A little over a year.
I know. I like that. Trucking along.
We're doing it.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. We're really into each other. Everything's going really good. Except, okay, this is what I want to know if it's a red flag. Over the past, or the whole time we're dating, basically, over the past year, she's never offered to pay for anything on our dates. Like, she actually made a point back when we were first talking to tell me, like, oh, you know, you're the guy. So, you know, you're going to always get the bill.
So wait, she never, does she ever even offer to like pay for half when you guys go out?
Never even offers to pay for half. Not even one time that I can recall. Yeah. Not, and you know, and for dates, I actually don't mind as much. Okay, like paying all the time, it gets old. Like, but if I, you know, if I'm broke, we won't go out if I can't cover, you know, for both of us.
Hold on. See, no, I don't think that this is fair.
You know, it didn't concern me for a bit, but now I'm starting to get a little bit concerned because, you know, we're talking about moving in together now. Mm. Her lease is up in May.
Okay.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not even 30 years old yet, and I definitely don't make enough to be supporting two of, like, both of us. So I like every part about her. I want to move in with her. I want to, you know, be with her. But I'm just, I don't know. I'm like kind of embarrassed to bring this up with her. I'm a little nervous to bring it up with her. Mm. And I want to know, is it really a red flag or is this just a norm? Like, I'm the guy, I'm going to pay for it. And it is what it is.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, Bill. Yeah. You look like you have some advice to give. Like, you might have been through this before.
Andrew. All right. First of all, I think this is a red flag, but this red flag was on the field months and months ago. You missed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said back when you first started talking that she mentioned that you're the guy, it's your job to pay the bill.
Yeah, she did.
Why did you not flag that back then?
I don't know. In the moment, I just said, oh, haha. As time goes on, I'm seeing like the repercussions of not taking that seriously.
Yeah, and all that money is adding up too.
Right, it's adding up now.
All right, the second thing, this is an awkward question. Do you make more money than she does, Andrew?
I make a little bit more than she does. It's almost kind of even. None of us make that much, but I make a little bit more, a little bit.
I can look at the bright side here too. You guys are talking about moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps when you move in together, then she would have to start contributing financially at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like she can't just slide by the whole time if you're living together.
Yeah, she's got to at least pay rent.
Yeah, or like groceries or something.
Like, I feel like I have to plan this out and come to her with like, this is what I expect when we move in together.
Yeah, and have like a budget planned out. Yeah. Like, oh, that's so tough.
It is. Yeah, this is extremely awkward.
And I understand what you're saying too about just being kind of like nervous and like almost like embarrassed too. I wouldn't want to bring this up. I don't blame you.
It's a little embarrassing. Yeah.
I mean, again, if you guys move in together, maybe that leads to being engaged someday. And then if you get married, you can combine all your accounts and, you know, her money is your money and the other way around. However, I'm getting way ahead of myself. How do you deal with this right now? 216-474-0104. I have no idea. The precedent has already been set.
I feel like, Andrew, you were just trying to be a little too much of a knight in shining armor gentleman, if you will.
I was.
By covering everything up until this point.
Yep, and here I am.
How does Andrew go back on the precedent? 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday. Let's help out Andrew next on the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's Red Flag Friday. I think our instincts were correct, Alyssa. This is probably a huge red flag for Andrew in Rocky River.
Yeah.
Who has been dating someone for over a year now. It's starting to get a little serious where they're talking about moving in together. And maybe it's going to go further than that.
It's also getting very expensive for Andrew because he is fronting the bill on everything. His girlfriend is not offering to pay, not offering to go half when they're on dates, and starting to wonder if this is a problem.
Yeah, a long time ago, she made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said that she believes that the guy should pay.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew, at the start of a relationship, and this is sometimes what guys do, because they want to be with somebody, They will say, yeah, whatever you want. That's fine.
Right. And so he went along with it and the precedent was set. And now we're like, okay, well, can we figure out how to undo it?
Janae in Mayfield Heights, is it a red flag?
I absolutely agree with you. I think it is a red flag for him specifically.
So what does he do?
At this point, open communication. I absolutely would not move in with her or even propose moving in together until communication is had and both parties are honest. Honestly, I hold him a bit more responsible here because she set her expectations. She set them pretty clear in the beginning. So I really feel like he should have nipped this in the bud early on. It doesn't really sound like they were compatible. But I know it's a year in. Feelings have been caught. So, just talk about it and see if she's open to contributing. I just don't understand how you're going on movie dates and you're not paying for, like, any portion, not even, like, the snacks.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, I would just feel so bad as the girlfriend.
You know, what Janae said there, I didn't even think of that. Janae said, don't move in together until you get this worked out. I was thinking move in together and then work it out then.
No, I think I'm on Janae's side. I think that this needs to be squashed first.
Tracy in Canton, red flag, no red flag?
Oh, it's definitely a red flag.
Okay, definitely a red flag.
Yes. He definitely needs to have this conversation with her prior to her moving in.
How do you have that conversation? Like, how do you...
I mean, just set her down. Like, listen, I mean, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, it's cool that the guy pays for the first 3 or 4 dates. But I'll be like, hey, can I leave the tip? Can I pay half? Like, hey, it's my turn.
Yeah.
You know, things should be 50-50. It shouldn't all be on him.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate you listening and calling in this morning. One more. Rachel in North Olmsted. Rachel, is it a red flag? It seems to be unanimous.
I think it's a huge red flag.
But what does he do? Because
yeah, like, where does he go from here?
Yeah. Does he have the conversation, tonight? Does he have it? Do they move in and then he has the conversation? Maybe sits down with a spreadsheet?
Or just wait until they're about to plan their next date night?
So this is how we should split up the bills. That kind of thing.
I do not recommend they move in together. I do not. Until he gets the situation settled. Because clearly, he's not handling it well. He doesn't like how things are going right now. So he's all about her, sure. But the financial aspect of it is not all on him. And I do agree with Janae. She did set the bar kind of high with that one in the beginning when she said the man pays for everything and he went along with it. So it's kind of like I feel bad for him that he even tolerated that because if somebody said that to me, I'm sorry, you got to go. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, I thought
I'm
the same thing.
To you. Like, you're not married to me. There's no obligation here. I'm not. Maybe like the first date, the second date even, sure. But to expect somebody to cover it because he's a man, I don't think that's okay at all.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
Andrew, and I'm going back to my single days, and I think I can relate to Andrew in this way. When you're just starting out dating someone, you really want to do anything or you'll say anything to please them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why my speculation is that Andrew's girlfriend is really, really good looking.
Mm. Yeah.
He really wanted to be with her and he's like, I want to be with her now. I'll figure out everything else later. Well, now he's trying to figure out everything later and trying to retrofit the relationship.
Yeah.
All right. So Andrew, I think you've got some good advice here this morning.
I think you've got some really good advice. Maybe hold off on the move. But I don't think that this relationship is toast.
I think we've
got to just open up the communication a little bit.
Here's what I would do. This is exactly what I would do. Me and my passive aggressive behavior, avoiding confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Except for yesterday, but it's a totally different thing. I would go next date night, say you're going out tonight. I would conveniently forget my wallet.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I would keep doing that like two or three times. It's like, oh man, where's that thing?
I can't find it anywhere. That's crazy.
And then she starts paying for things and then you get the ball rolling.
Paying whether she likes it or not.
Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. This is kind of random. I've been putting together, like, I guess for lack of a better phrase, a bucket list.
Okay, for what?
For me.
Okay.
Kind of like updating a bucket list of things that I want to do.
That's really fun, actually. I love that.
One thing on my list that I just wrote down the other day, because I saw this on IG, on the Q Morning Show, whatever feed came through. It was the Cavs or somebody. But someone made a half-court shot at the Cavs game last week, I think.
Oh, I saw that.
Or a recent game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shoot a half-court shot at the Cavs game.
Do you think he would get the shot?
No.
No?
But I want to try. I just think that would be so cool to do. Just once. I don't know how you get to do that.
Is your bucket list item to simply take the shot or to make the shot?
Take the shot.
Take the shot.
I've seen it done a few ways. Sometimes they just do the half court shot and that's it. But I've also seen it where you shoot a layup and then you shoot a free throw and then you shoot a three pointer and then you shoot the half court shot. And if you make all those, then you win like $10,000 or whatever it is.
That'd be nice.
I would like to do that because it would be more shooting.
Yes.
But just to do the half court shot. Like, how do you get to do that?
Yeah. Does anybody know how we get Bill out there on the court to?
Do you sign up for that somewhere?
I'm not sure. That feels like an intermission thing, maybe.
I don't know. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If it's on your bucket list to beat Alyssa during Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we have that coming up and the chance to win big time rush tickets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In less than 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Steve and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, Steve, it's Friday. Let's go. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. So I've got your five questions. You ready to go?
I am ready.
Question one. The Oscars are on Sunday night. The name of the movie character from Greenbow, Alabama, who had a lifelong love named Jenny?
Forrest Gump.
Question two. A hexagon has how many sides?
Five.
Our third question. What is the name of the 2017 music festival that happened in the Bahamas that became a disaster for so many reasons, including bands canceling, no accommodations for the fans, crappy food, and they're going to do it again?
I don't know.
Question number four. This product used to have the slogan, I got the Mott's.
Oh, you're getting me today. I don't know that one.
Question five, our final question. What state in this United States has four different towns called Rome?
Oh, man. I think you got me. Let's just go with...
Yeah, at least guess a state.
Mississippi.
All right, Steve. Let's get Alyssa back in here first.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Yeah, Steve, it wasn't a good showing here.
I know. It's how it always goes, right? You listen, you get them right every day until you're on the phone.
Yeah, Alyssa's in here, so I'm not even going to tell you how you did. We'll make Alyssa think that you did really, really well. And the pressure is on her. It's Steve and Lorraine.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
All right, Alyssa, let's get through your five questions. Number one, the Oscars are on Sunday night. The name of the movie character from Greenbow, Alabama, who had a lifelong love named Jenny.
Forrest Gump? Yes. Jenny is a...
They go together like peas and carrots.
Yeah, I almost called Jenny something else, but...
We were all thinking it.
Question two, a hexagon has how many sides?
Six.
That is correct. What is the name of the 2017 music festival in the Bahamas that became a disaster? Fire Festival.
That was one of those rabbit holes that I know everything about. I fell down a rabbit hole with it. It was such a mess. Dumpster fire.
Yeah. For anybody that didn't hear that, Fire Festival was the correct answer. Question four. This product used to have the slogan, I got the Mott's.
I'm going to say Mott's applesauce. Yeah.
Applesauce is correct. Final question today. What state in this United States has four different towns called Rome?
We have a state that has four different towns called Rome?
Four Romes.
Why? Someone should change that. I'm going to say, let's just go with the biggest, Texas. Nope.
No, I'm sorry. It's Ohio.
Is it really?
Wow.
Rome, Ohio, Rome, Delaware County, Rome, Morrow County, and Rome, Richland County.
Wow.
We have the most Romes.
So we're basically the Italy of Midwest.
Sure, why not?
Sure. The Mediterranean of the Midwest, if you will.
Final score today. Alyssa with 4. Steve only had 1, unfortunately.
Aw, Steve.
Yeah, I get them right all the time until I'm on the phone.
I know, that always happens.
Steve, thank you for listening and for playing today. It's Friday, so we're in a good mood. We're going to give you tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom Music Center.
Awesome. My name is Steve. I flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The new album from Lady Gaga drops a week from today. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, according to what I'm reading right here, there's a new trend in baby names.
Okay.
And that is using last names as first names.
Now, what?
Now, that's not a new idea. That's not a new concept.
But why? Why? Like, what kind of last names?
Well, I mean, look at me. My last name is Ryan. That is a first name. Well,
okay, but you have a last name that also doubles as a first name. Is that the kind of names on this list?
Yeah, no one's picking Ryan. No, you're right. You're right about that. So, according to this article, what's hot right now are last names ending in S, like Collins, Brooks, Hayes, and names ending in W, like Harlow, Winslow, and then also with the letter X. So Lennox and Knox, all could be last names. They're being chosen as first names.
You know what all of these sound like? Literally every single one of them. They sound like radio stage names. Do they not?
Yeah, like if I could change.
Yeah, like Knox. Knox in the morning.
If I could change my name in radio, which I would if I could, would I choose Harlow?
I could see Harlow. I could definitely see like somebody on like a pop station, maybe like a night jock going by. What's up? It's Harlow at night. Like I could totally see that.
Let's see here. Other trendy. I'll just throw.
I mean,
some more
I've
out
even I've worked with some of these. Like I there's a Hayes that I know in radio. There's I worked with a Brooks in radio.
Hayes is spelled H-A-Z-E, however.
Yes. Right? Yeah, of course.
Not
of course.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Oh, is that how it is in this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
Other names. I'll just throw some more out. See if you want to pick these out for a radio name. Banks. Banks is kind of silly, I think.
I always think of Hillary Duff. She has a little girl that she named Banks.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I actually do think it's a cute first name.
There's also Bowie. Cash. I know a Cash.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's a Cash in radio.
Marlo. Quinn.
I know a Quinn.
Wells. Beck. Calder. Jennings. Jennings would be. I wouldn't name my kid Jennings. Especially not living around here.
I was going to say, especially around Cleveland. Be like, what? Are you named after the freeway?
Hey, Jennings Freeway. Jennings Freeway.
Like, what? How'd you get your name? I don't know. My parents just really like Jennings.
You have to be on top of those things.
Yeah. You got to be aware.
You have to know that the other kids at school, they're so mean. They're going to make fun of your kid and compare them to the Jennings Freeway.
Kids will make fun of other kids for anything.
That's
so
right.
Definitely don't set them up like that. That's just mean. That's bad parenting from day one.
All right. Coming up this morning, what did we say? Oh, I got to tell you about the date that I have for tonight.
Oh, this yeah, date night. I don't know why you think that your date night is going to be lame. Like, date nights are always fun.
Because I haven't told you what I'm doing. That's why. Once you hear about it, you'll be like, oh my God, that's lame. Next on the Q Morning Show.
Don't move. Q104.
APT. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you here. Tell me about your date night first, because I know that mine is worse than yours. I know it.
I don't know how date night could ever be bad, you know?
I'll explain.
Okay. Well, my date night, we've had it planned for a couple weeks. We made reservations to go to a new place that just opened. It's like a mini golf bar lounge restaurant.
Oh, is that in Lakewood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's, I don't know if I can say the name of it.
I've had friends of mine text me the same thing. They're like, we gotta go here.
Yeah. Like, it's honestly, like, I made reservations a couple weeks ago because they're filling up, like, pretty fast. And you have to make a separate reservation for putt-putt from dinner. So it's actually two reservations in one night. It's a little complicated.
We should say what it is, because otherwise we sound like idiots.
Yeah, it's Birdie Town.
Okay. You're not being paid by Birdie Town to say that, right?
This is not sponsored.
She's just going there.
I'm just going there.
Okay. Tonight, Paula and I have a date night. So I have my outfit picked out.
Okay.
We are dropping Drew off at my mother's.
Okay.
Around 5:45-ish. And then we're going over to Will's middle school because they have a big event tonight. It's not like a dance. It's more like a inside carnival.
Oh, okay.
Casino games and stuff like that for the kids.
Oh, wait. How fun for the kids.
For the kids.
Yeah.
Paula and I are security guards.
Oh, yes.
And we are assigned to stand by a door for 2 hours. 5:45 to 7:45, we will be standing by a door.
I don't know if you can handle that. That might be a little too much for you guys.
That is our date.
That's the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds like so much fun.
And I've been talking to Paul about this week. I'm like, we should definitely, we have a sitter. We have my mom.
Yeah.
Can we go out afterwards?
What if you guys, could you go maybe before?
No, I don't think so. It's too early.
No?
What? And do what?
I don't know.
Drink?
Yeah. go, might make it a little more fun. I'm just saying.
Go to the middle school?
Yeah, why not?
Doesn't sound appropriate.
No, maybe not. Maybe don't do that.
Look, man, we have responsibilities. We are security guards. We have to make sure that kids don't leave the school.
That is actually a pretty big deal.
Why would they even leave the school?
Yeah, like where are they going? It's not like they can drive. They're middle schoolers. What are they going to do? Walk to Arby's? Like, where are they going to go? Do you have like security jackets or anything?
No, nothing like that. Nothing official.
Oh, you should have gotten that.
I'm actually, excuse me, this is the part that, sorry about that. It's after 8 o'clock, so that's why I start coughing for some reason.
Oh, yeah, no, Bill's voice just starts to go at this time of day. It's like clockwork.
My apologies. I'm concerned about the fact that I'm going to be standing next to my wife for 2 hours. What are we going to talk about?
Like,
I'm actually thinking about Googling topics and conversation starters because... 2 hours?
Like, what else are you going to talk about? Like, what else are you going to do?
Like, I know it's my wife and everything, but I don't think we can talk for 2 hours straight.
That's a lot of silence to fill.
216-474-0104. I know, especially when you get to my age or where you are in a relationship, you know, with kids and everything else, this is what date night becomes sometimes.
Yeah, date night starts to look a little different.
It does. I mean, a date night might be a trip to Costco.
Like, yeah.
Hey, it's a Costco date.
You know, I actually was reading this week, like, that's a thing that people are doing. They're having date nights at Costco, and they're calling it, like, we're going to the club.
Yeah.
Because it's Club Costco.
And you get a slice of pizza at the food court, and...
I think there's even a name for it, like the Kirtland Signature Date Night or something.
That's perfect.
They go hang out at the food court, get some hot dogs.
I'd rather be doing that tonight.
Maybe that'll be your next date night.
216-474-0104. What does date night look like for you right now? Is it lame like mine? Like, what is an unusual thing that you do on your date nights? We'd love to hear about it. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Beth in Bay Village is listening to us. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this you, Beth? Do you go out on dates and they're not your typical dinner and a movie or something like that? It's like an unusual date, but it's good quality time?
Yeah, I would say we have something that we do that's kind of weird. It's kind of silly, but my husband and I, for our date nights, we will just literally go sit in the sauna. We will go for an hour or so and just sit in the sauna.
And do what?
So my parents, they belong to a country club, and they can get us in from time to time as guests. So they'll say, hey, we have passes. Do you guys want to use them or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So, of course, if it's a night out for us, it's not too expensive, we jump on it. So we go to the country club, and we go and sit in the sauna and do what? We don't even talk. We just go in there, and we just sit for an hour. And it's just like... a relief. You just get away from everybody and everything, and you just sit there quietly. We don't even talk.
Are there other people in there? Like, I'm picturing, like, there's you and your husband and, like, some 70-year-old guy just wearing a towel.
Once in a while, there will be, and we'll kind of make eyes at each other like, oh, geez, there's someone in here. But we don't eat at this country club. We don't associate really with anybody. We just go there, and we just sit in the sauna. It's weird, I know, but I don't know. It's just, like, our thing.
So you will hire a babysitter to watch the kids, and then you guys go out and sit in a sauna for an hour. Okay.
Yes, and then we come home sweaty, and they're looking at us like, why is your hair all wet?
What's going on? You know what? There's no rules for date night, so.
It's weird. I don't know. It's just kind of our thing. It's just a way to relax. Like, it's cheaper than a massage. You just go in there, unwind, just relax.
And it's something for you to do together, even if you're not talking at all, I guess.
I might try it, Beth. I mean, it's not like my date nights are any better. So if your parents can cough up a couple of guest passes, I'd love it.
Yeah, do they have any extra?
I know. You'd be very relaxed, that's for sure.
Thanks, Beth. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Q104. We've been talking about unusual dates that you go on. Maybe if you've been in a relationship for a while, like me, your date nights are kind of lame sometimes.
Especially if you got some kiddos. They look a little different.
We need to come up with a fake name for this person who called in, because you'll understand why in a second. So how about Lorelai?
Okay. All right.
How about Leilani? Do you like Leilani?
Sure.
Super Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Such an Ohio name.
We'll go with Leilani.
Okay.
I don't know why that name just jumped into my head.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so tell us about your unusual date night.
Okay, so first we start with couples therapy, then we go to dinner, usually some tacos and margaritas to decompress, and then we go to Target.
Okay.
In that order.
A roller coaster of emotions, if you ask me.
Here come all the questions.
Okay.
Why did you decide to go to couples therapy? Is it because there was issues in the relationship that you wanted to address, or you just thought that couples therapy would be good for your relationship anyway?
Well, I'm super into therapy, so I kind of feel like everybody should do it in general. But I also need someone to tell my partner that I'm right other than me. I need a professional to be like, yeah, she's right on this one.
That is not what a therapist is for.
That's not what you use therapists for?
That's what we've been doing so far.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this, the couples therapy, as a date night?
A couple of years.
Okay.
And he's totally into it?
Yeah.
Your husband, I'm assuming?
Yeah, my partner, but yeah.
Okay, so is there a reason behind the order?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes it ends really well and we leave happy. Sometimes it ends not so well and we leave not happy.
You're talking about therapy.
So you guys will sometimes get into it at couples therapy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then you have to go to dinner.
Yeah. Well, first you have to get in the elevator, which is the most awkward part.
Oh.
And then you have to get into the car and go to dinner. But it's kind of like, you're out in public, you're eating, you're usually having a drink, you're kind of like decompressing. And then you get to go to Target, walk around, get those nice serotonin bits.
Yeah, get that dopamine up.
Get to buy some stuff.
Do you end up buying more when you're upset at him? Like, do you end up spending more money?
I think actually sometimes if I'm mad, he'll kind of just give me what I want. So he'll try to get me maybe like smile and talk to him more. He'll be like, oh, what about that candle you've been wanting? Oh, did you want to try this snack?
We smart man. Smart man.
Interesting.
He has learned. You've trained him well.
Yes. Thank you. But
when is your next date night?
We actually have to schedule one because everybody's been sick the last 2 months. So
tell me about it.
So we need to get one on the books. But, you know, also, like, it's hard to get a babysitter. So we're like, if we can get a babysitter for one night, you need to do all the things.
Yeah, you might as well knock out as much as you can.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Leilani. Thank you for telling it that it's an unusual date night for sure. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It is, but I understand the method behind the madness. Therapy first, you know, talk it out if you need to at dinner, and then go replace that serotonin at Target.
I get it, and it's working for them, and, you know, I wish them luck. Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to play one more time for Big Time Rush tickets, because Big Time Rush tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. So hang on. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Marissa in Brecksville, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to Alyssa's College of Knowledge. This is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If we end in a tie, then unfortunately Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Marissa?
Yes.
Question one, the Oscars are this Sunday night. What movie won Best Picture in 2020?
2020, oh, I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. Can we skip it?
I started off with a tough one there. They might get easier as we go along. Question two. What is the capital of France?
I don't know. Paris?
Question three. The name of the 90s band who went Insane in the Membrane.
Oh, Insane in the Membrane.
It's in your head, isn't
it? So bad. Yes, I know this song.
Insane in the Brain.
I'm trying to think who it was. I don't know. NSYNC?
Question four. This cereal has a mascot who is a tiger whose catchphrase is, "They're great."
The Frosted Flakes.
Final question. What kind of creature is Sebastian in The Little Mermaid?
He's like a crab.
All right, Marissa, let's get Alyssa back into the studio first here.
Alyssa, will you please come home back?
Marissa, you didn't do too bad. I don't think, anyway. Alyssa's on her way back into the studio, setting down her water bottle, putting on her headphones. Alyssa, it's Marissa from Brecksville.
Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
And Marissa went 3 for 5.
Not too shabby.
So, Alyssa, your challenge is to get 3 to tie and 4 to win.
All right, let's go.
Question one. The Oscars are this Sunday night. What movie won Best Picture in 2020?
Parasite.
That is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
That's, I think, the only Oscars that I have ever watched was that one.
Why? Because you were at home with nothing to do? Because
literally that, yes.
Let's see. Question two. What is the capital of France?
Paris. Wow, that was it?
Yeah, Paris is the answer.
Oh, I thought that was too obvious.
Question three. The name of the 90s band who went Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Membrane. Insane in the Brain. Oh, my gosh. Who is that? Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me crazy.
This happened to Marissa. She knew the song. It was in her head. She couldn't think of the name.
Is it House of Pain? No.
Cypress Hill.
Dang it! Oh! You know why I got that messed up? Do you know why I got that messed up?
No.
Because I have both Jump Around and the Insane in the Membrane song. Both of those are on my St. Patty's Day playlist.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I mixed the two up.
Question four. This cereal has a mascot who is a tiger whose catchphrase is, "They're great."
Frosted Flakes.
That one's correct. All right, final question. What kind of creature is Sebastian in The Little Mermaid?
He's a little crab.
Yeah, got that one too. That means Alyssa has 4 today. She beats Marissa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge 4-3.
I'm kind of surprised that I beat you, Marissa. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's okay.
Marissa, you did great. We loved having you. And because it's Friday and we're in a good mood, we'd love to give you tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
I take it that you're a BTR fan?
Yes, I go every time they come to town.
Oh my gosh, yes. They're playing every song from the Nickelodeon series on this tour, so let's go.
Yes, I'm so excited. My name is Marissa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.